She was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake.
Before we go to our guest tonight, we have Patrice O'Neill, as promised. I want to play this. I know this is the short segment before we really get going, but G20 was today. And, of course, you know, we played the Obama clips because that's what the mainstream media here plays. But they didn't play you what Gordon Brown had to say. And, of course, Gordon Brown couldn't help but call for a new world order yet again today. So let's just play that clip right off the bat. Go ahead, Jaron. You got it? All right, let's do it.
Countries of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending. We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future. And we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest. And we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
And, of course, a lot of that's doublespeak when he says sustainable. You know, his right-hand man is talking about London's population having to go from 70 million, which it's at right now, to 30 million in 10 years. So that's sustainability to them. A lot of doublespeak there. We're going to go over that later in the program. A lot of New World Order headlines. This one's out of Bloomberg. We're going to go over this as well. G20 shapes New World Order with lesser role for U.S. and markets. So we're just going to have to deal with less. All right, enough. We're going to go to our next guest. This is Patrice O'Neill. Of course, he was the host of Web Junk. He's been on the Colin Quinn program, Tough Crowd, all the time. He's basically the third leg over at Opie and Anthony when Jim Norton's not around. Thank you for joining us, Patrice.
How are you, sir?
I am very, very good. So, you know, the reason that we got John Jones was we heard you on Opie and Anthony talking about the Obama deception with these guys. And, of course, ONA aren't always very open to these kinds of ideas, but you got it going for about an hour, and then you brought up Endgame, you talked about World Trade Center 7. In just short, what was the first thing that triggered you into looking into this sort of stuff? Was it because you were surfing the web for that program, or did someone, you mentioned a family member was into Jones?
Probably 90% of black people, I'm just taking a goofy guess, but black people are really believe in, I don't know about the actual word New World Order, Bilderberg, I guess black people are versed in the Illuminati. Black people believe in a lot of government conspiracy theories, but I think it basically goes as far as they trying to get us, like they, you know what I mean? Like, I think being into, you know, listening to you guys, you know, you, Alex, and a lot of the guy, Jordan Maxwell and all those guys, mm-hmm. is that the they is defined. You know, black people basically have a thing where I always joke about on stage where I go, you know, when black people say white people, we don't mean you. We mean somebody else. We mean...
You mean the top of the pyramid. We're going to come back with Patrice O'Neill after this. It's the InfoWarrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard.
Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
I was just moving through the office. I go past CNN, and we were constantly recording news. And right now, the headline over at Anderson Cooper is actually New World Order. And they're discussing how Gordon Brown used the term tonight. And some people in the U.S. are really spooked by it. Folks, it's all over the mainstream media. I mean, when I say New World Order, it's not my word for it. It's not my term. It's the term of David Rockefeller, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Jesse Jackson right after 9/11 called for a New World Order at Harvard. I mean, this seems to be a common buzzword for globalism. And, you know, you were discussing the they. You know, when you talk about, like, Illuminati, that made a lot of the hip-hop tracks back in the 90s, especially with Tupac. That's where I think, you know, the urban community became familiar with that. But I think the New World Order is really more substantial, because it seems like this is what they want to call their next, you know, global governance body.
Well, they're not even... The amazing thing to me is they're not... They don't hide the word New World Order. Like when there's some secret societies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, the Illuminati is almost something that's like, okay, yeah, that's magic. Yeah, magical. Yeah, Illuminati, okay, nice talking to you. But they're actually using the New World Order, like, maybe they don't even know. They're so detached that they don't even know that what that word is associated with. Or maybe they don't even know that the New World Order comes with a distinction of kind of a movie idea of Big Brother, a movie idea of a police state, of all those things. And, you know, I wanted to say this because I was thinking about this the other day, and I didn't get a chance to say it, but, you know, you look at, you know, in terms of the New World Order, okay, who's worse? Is it the people at the top that are having these meetings, these G20 meetings that we're that people are protesting, or is it the average citizen who is got to help these dudes and these women perform this action? So I always said this, and I have to say it so it makes sense. But who do you blame for, like, the Holocaust? Do you blame Hitler, who essentially was a little crazy man with a mustache, or do you blame the thousands and thousands of soldiers who, at the whim of his command, would kill their fellow citizens, kill their fellow people?
Sure.
Those are the people that I get upset with, are the people like even like bill collectors or health care workers who would tell somebody that they can't get health care for their children, or their job is it to say, well, we're going to come get your house. I work for the IRS, even though I'm not the IRS, I'm going to come get your house. Like the people who, for whatever reason, as nothing as noble as, oh, it's my job and I have to feed my family, I'm going to destroy your family. Like, who do we dislike first? Why don't we make, you know, documentaries? I'm not a documentary maker, but a documentary, because in chess, there's the pawn, there's the queen, there's the king, there's the rook, there's the bishop, and everyone has a role in protecting this old king. The king is the weakest thing on the board, but all these other things are here to protect the king. But why not make let's find out why the pawn in this big thing, why the pawn is so willing to be the pawn? Why are we there can't be a new world order, there can't be these little old men in a room on the top of a pyramid making these decisions, unless they're us who are willing to destroy other people. And those are the people I get upset with more than some magical man who wants to destroy us. Let him want to destroy us, but where are the people that's helping? Somebody tells me they're going to turn off my electricity. Can I ask you, why would you do that? Why would you take a job where you're going to help put somebody in the cold? That's your job. Well, because it feeds my family. Really? Noble reason. Good. So you think destroying somebody else's family gonna ultimately help your family eat? Those are the people I get upset with, Jason. You know what I mean?
They
I get
really
upset with the people who are willing to do the bidding of these people who we all know are not there to help us, but I don't get a call from Rockefeller telling me bad news. I get a call from some girl in Louisiana telling me bad news. You feel me?
No, I get
like,
you.
I get a call from some ass who tells me, okay, for the healthcare insurance, I'm diabetic, you know, and I had to buy insurance, you know, something like $400 or $500 a month, but I couldn't have my insurance didn't work until I had it for a year. So I can't even get insurance until I pay for it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody's job is to tell me, yeah, you can't pay for your diabetic supplies until you pay us for a year $500. Now I got $500 a month to pay for that, but what about some dude who just has a square job and he has to pay $1,500 for his whole family? And your job is to tell me, sorry? That's the job you take?
And then there's someone else's.
These dudes can't do nothing without our help. Without our help. You know what I mean? We're helping to destroy ourselves, man. That's why I don't really. The Bilderberg group and the Bohemian Grove people, guys, they can burn owls and walk around and like druids all day long. But they can't, it doesn't mean nothing unless there's an idiot who's willing to go, yes sir, we're gonna give people $200 tickets for using their cell phones at a red light. Cause Bloomberg makes a crackdown on cell phone use or a crackdown on the meters. So the meter, right? Okay. The meter starts working at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is when the meters are supposed to, you know, that you don't get tickets after 10. Mm-hmm. So some meter maid, man or woman, gives you a ticket at 9:59 and a half. That's their job. To just jerk over fellow citizens, man. That's why if we go down, it's going to be at our help. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Not them. We are. Because there's so many nobodies willing to destroy another man. Too willing.
Well, the thing is that you have the ignorant masses, right? And you were talking about, you know, if you don't have this money for insurance. Well, not only that, is there going to be somebody that tells you you have to pay the $1,500, but if you need to try to buy drugs outside of the United States, there's going to be somebody who comes after you for that because you can't get them from Canada or Mexico because they're not FDA approved, you know, and they didn't jack the price
right,
up 15
right.
times.
And it's their job. That's the nobility of it. It's my job. My job is to charge you an extra $100 because your luggage is a pound overweight. That's my job.
Oh,
that's
God.
What I'm hired to do. What do you want me to do? Quit? No, don't quit. Just don't F people over. If nobody does it, this whole plan, you know, the idea that there are people who are actually, you know, inoculating human beings because they're trying to, this is one of the big things in terms of opening my eyes to some of this stuff, mm-hmm. is the idea that big on the list of dogma of this New World Order is popular.
Oh, we just dropped him. Okay, you're back. Go ahead.
Yeah, is population control. That's the one that I'm learning some of these things, and again, I look for the most logical stuff, like the idea of the federal banking system, where I can wrap my mind around the stuff that's not so difficult to look at as a conspiracy theory. Like some of the conspiracy theory things, it gets tough. It gets tough to argue some of the things because you end up being like so. You go, damn, I gotta explain that. But like, I'm getting into the banking system. I'm getting to the idea. Look, the Bilderberg Group exists. It's not a fictional thing. So I move away from saying the Illuminati and go New World Order. Like you said, that's what they say. And Bilderberg Group.
Well, actually, the Bilderberg
say.
Today.
And they're using these things, the G20, the globalization, the this and the that. And then you got this new thing where, you know, somebody's saying the Clinton, you know, population, overpopulation is a problem. Mm-hmm. And see, to leave the conspiracy part of it and go to the actual balls for somebody who's alive to make a statement that there's too many people living.
Mm-hmm. You know and then saying? they're an administration person
to even hear.
Yeah. But they make it all the time. That's the crazy thing. That is what really worries about me. It worries me that they're saying, oh, we have to have a sustainable population. Then you find out that they introduced HIV through a factory in this country. And then when they found out it was in the factory here, they just moved it to Europe and all these other countries. You find out that even in the 50s, when they gave people polio vaccines, they injected them with SV40, which is simian virus 40. It causes cancer. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Then just, I think it was, what, a month and a half ago, we find out that they have two separate types of bird flu in the bird flu vaccine and another type of flu. It's really outlandish. And then you listen to them talking, they're like, oh, we need a sustainable population. You read their papers, they want to have a carbon tax. A lot of this rhetoric out of the G20 is that they're going to have they're going to come out of it green. You know, they're going to demonize all these things. I kid you not, there are articles out in the UK right now that are saying that Americans' use of toilet paper pollutes the planet more than SUVs. So that's going to be regulated, apparently. I mean, I can't imagine I'm not going to be able to wipe my ass, but apparently I'm not. And then you mentioned the Bilderberg Group. It came out today. The former chair, I forget what it is, Etienne Davion, this big power guy, he admitted that the euro, which is, you know, the European currency, it promotes globalism, came out of the Bilderberg Group in the 90s. I mean, this isn't even really a shadow organization anymore. They have to print who goes. They obviously had Hillary Clinton and Obama meet there this year in secret, but they printed 144 names, everybody from Bernanke to Condoleezza Rice. I mean, it's unbelievable. We'll be back with Patrice O'Neill after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $940.85, $470.42 for the half ounce, and $235.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $940.85, $470.42, and $235.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's April 2nd, 2009, and, you know, to some extent, I think it is the ignorant masses' fault. I mean, we don't even know what the three branches of government are in this country. Most people are so dumbed down, they can't tell you who the vice president is, and that is a huge problem. But at the same time, I think, you know, when you said something like, you know, who's to blame? Is it Hitler or the German Wehrmacht? Well, you know, Hitler kind of plays the same role that Obama's supposed to play. He's an orator. He's a speech reader. He's not really the power structure, you know? I mean, he was brought up through the Thule Society and these other, you know, organizations and then funded quite frankly, you know, from the Bush family and others. Back in the day, I mean, Prescott Bush was one of the biggest Nazi money launderers out there. And then after the war, we brought in a bunch of those Nazis through Project Paperclip. You know,
so
it's almost
like this, though. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it simple. Mm-hmm. If Obama says, kill that man right there because I said so, his charisma, I don't think his charisma should be faulted there. I think you should be at fault when somebody charismatic says, you know, drink the Kool-Aid, man. Hey, mm-hmm. drink this poison Kool-Aid or go and do something really foul and to this person over here and you do it.
Yeah,
and
at the same time, you know, it'll be incremental,
being
though.
Being dumb or being ignorant, it's just, why would anybody just blindly do what they're told to do and when they have a choice?
It happens all the time in history, though. Yeah, listen, I'm not saying we don't have free will. I mean, that's what humanity is based on, and hopefully we'll always have free will. But the bottom line is, it never starts as, let's go shoot that guy in the head. It starts at, join my youth brigade, and they just passed that GIVE Act. I haven't been able to read the full thing, the one that would pass through the House and the Senate. There's six versions of the bill. These all come out of think tanks. I actually just went back there and checked out the latest version. It looks like we actually had a couple of victories. It looks like they took out 1710, which was the citizen identification, the Electronic Identification Act, and they were going to use the Department of Education and little kids to have basically a real ID for everybody. You'd all have to swipe a card, and they were going to implement it in 18 months. I didn't see that in the final one. So there's a victory. I mean, if we do vocalize things like the MIAC report got out there, you know, people had to make apologies. We can have a difference.
Let me ask you this. You were saying you said the thing about the polio vaccine, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how AIDS is spread and everything like that. What is it by the way it's being communicated that people just go, so what, to the idea that AIDS is being spread in this way, or that is an actual created disease?
Sure.
where people are not open. Is it just, you think this because people just can't believe that governments and things like that, and I sneak this in here too, and I was talking about it on stage the other day, is that, you know, it's strange, it seems like America, maybe Canada, a few other countries, but America is really the only place that we're able to actually try to figure out whether there's a conspiracy or not. Some of these other countries, there's no question what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you look at China, what they do, they don't hide it. You know, they're going to run you over with a tape.
Well, they hide the little patrice.
They're
going to
throw your kid out the window. They're going to put you in a jail and sell your organs, you know? And they're not hiding it.
But most people don't know that. Listen, they just banned YouTube there, so most people don't get to see that. That's what I mean. It's very controlled. And then the AIDS thing, right? This is how I own people on AIDS. I don't know if you know this, but there's a doctor out there named David Ho. You ever hear of him?
No.
Time Man of the Year 1996, cover of Time Magazine, he cured AIDS. That is the God's honest truth. I remember reading about it in high school and thinking to myself, why hasn't this gotten bigger? And basically, the article relates protease inhibitors, which they could give to everybody, but they choose not to. And back in the day, in the late 90s, it cost about $80,000 a year. And you took these cocktails, and they still have these cocktails in shorter doses. You have to do it every 6 hours. And people would talk how they had to set their alarms and everything else. This is pretty much what they put Magic Johnson on many, many years ago. Now it's gotten even more advanced. Now, we never talk about that because this is really a eugenics program, mostly for third world nations, Africa in particular, for these people to die. For instance, when they give them AZT, AZT kills your immune system. Yeah, it kills all the autoimmune deficiency,
right,
but it kills your immune system as well. You die from it. So it's basically a way to make people who would live till they were 50, 60, 70, 80 years old to live till they're 25 and 30 years old. And no matter how many of these programs they put out, I mean, you look at cancer, all this cancer research, all the money we throw at it, we're still radiating people, we're still not curing anything. The population still explodes. You know, we were 6 billion 5 years ago.
And that's really one of the big, like, if I had to say, out of anything where you know, your mind gets opened up to a lot of stuff, and the big plan is population. The fact that if I asked Alex when I was on his show, like, what would be the curriculum, the three major points that you would say?
We're going to go over that on the other side, Patrice. The three major points on how to educate people about the quote-unquote New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to G. GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to HempUSA.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow. I'll never turn. I'll never bend. With you now until the end.
All right, folks, we are back. And I want to let people know I'm going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow as he takes a day off. We're going to lead in with that Anderson Cooper New World Order story tomorrow. But what if we were teaching New World Order 101? What three subjects would I use? Well, these are the three main modus operandi of these guys, and these are the ones that really have to be explained, I think, to people in detail. Number one, false flag terror. You see it again and again to catalyze a populace to hate another people, you know, to really bring out the tribalism, the jingoism, the nationalism in folks. Two, right. Eugenics. Eugenics, population control, keeping people dumbed down, fluoride in the water, that sort of thing. Third one, monetary system. How to keep people in perpetual debt without knowing that they really have a fiat currency that's equal to nothing as they take your home, lower your wages at your job, lower your benefits, all those things. So those are the three main things. Now, the sub things that keep those all into play that I think people need to learn about are the think tanks that are in place, like such as the CFR. That's one of the main ones. PNAC, of course, is out there. There's a bunch of these things. This is where all the legislation comes from. It rarely comes from a congressman or a senator. So these think tanks and these foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, all these things, Rhodes Scholars, they all put these
figures. Let me ask you this real quick, though, Jason. Why? Okay. Let me play just basic, you know, advocate.
Sure, devil's advocate. You got it.
Why are we, meaning like say America, England, Europe, mm-hmm. why are our think tanks and our leaders so secret, so covert? And like, let's say China mm-hmm. and Afghanistan and Iran, they just say shut up, and we're gonna do what we're gonna do to you. We're gonna have honor killings. Women are gonna go walk around with the band-aids on their face. You can't see the eyes. Mm-hmm. Men can do. You know, we're gonna launch rockets. You're gonna do what you're told, and we're gonna chop your face off. Like, why are we jerking around and tiptoeing and doing all this sneaky stuff when you can easily just go, ah, shut up, everybody. This is what we're gonna do.
And, because you and can't, because that's...
We'll
that's,
do nothing. We'll do nothing about it.
Well, I disagree. That's when you actually go and tell the people what you're about to do. If you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to blow your head off, they might move. Or they might try to punch you in the face. They might try to take the gun.
The zillions of people in China don't do nothing about their
Now they don't.
They just live it. They tell them, hey, don't have more than one baby. And mm-hmm. they go, okay, and if you do, not only are we going to fine you, but we're going to put you in some prison and sell your organs. And never...
First of all, a big reason, and they're the model, by the way. They were let into NATO right after 9/11. We gave them the Olympics. That's the model state. That's what's very scary. The police are the military there. You're guilty until proven innocent. I don't know if you've seen Walmart, the high cost of low prices, but I mean, oh my God. I mean, you literally have a family living in what should be a dorm room for maybe two people, family of six in there, and they're still having to pay $76 a month to live there, and they're making something like $140 a month, and if they don't want to live there, they still have to pay an even higher fee. It's absolutely ludicrous, and it's obviously a system of control. But here are the other two things that I think you're missing. Government organizations. When you build an organization up, such as, you know, the China military, the people have no way to stop that. I mean, look what happened in Tiananmen Square. Those people were run over, they were shot, they don't have the force. They were disarmed by Mao. Okay, that was a big thing. Same thing with Hitler. It could have never taken over Germany that way unless they disarmed the populace first. Because
okay, so
people get
saying,
angry.
So you're basically saying like a Second Amendment thing is
that's what the, that's
is
what
the
it's there
what
for.
You're saying now, so this is the next plan. So what are you looking at in terms of time wise of this all coming you know to
right.
fruition?
Like, well, I would
how
say this.
We got. Before
I say
no one
for
has a gun and this and that and, you know.
Well, let's hope that we all have guns for a long time. But I think under this presidency, what you're going to see is what we saw this weekend. We've been predicting it all month. It's the emergence of a world currency, no matter all the denials that happened today. The G20 announced that the IMF was going to be printing up over $1 trillion. This is new money. This is a global super currency. This is a consolidation of power yet again. This is the IMF, the SEC, and the Federal Reserve becoming one entity under global government. In other words, giving...
Okay.
More power to the United Nations as a world body. And then they all signed this big environmental protocol as well. So now CO2 becomes a viable way to trade credit systems. You know, that's the whole Gore scam. We're the ones polluting the earth. I don't know if you've ever seen the great global warming swindle. But yes, climate change is real. Unfortunately, it's not us. And they're trying to make it seem like it's us. There's actually a video game out there for kids. I have a little niece. When I saw this, I was just disgusted. She's like 4 years old. And it was at ABC Planet Slayer. Yeah, Planet Slayer. We're killing the planet. And it basically had you answer all these questions, and it told you what your carbon footprint was and how long you should live on Earth. And then they had pigs next to you, and the size of the pig determined how much of a carbon pig you were. Yeah, I'm not. And then at the end of it, I'm not kidding you. Even if you answered everyone environmentally correct, you wouldn't have lived past 21 years old. Most people die at about 5 years old, and then the pig explodes into a bloody mess in the stand.
Because you're farting and you're driving a Jeep.
Yes, exactly, Patrice. And it's utter lunacy. And that's the next part. The one other subdivision I didn't talk about. I talked about think tanks and government organizations. But the other one is psychological warfare on the people. I mean, if you tell enough people not to ask a question, they won't ask it. If you tell enough people what product to buy, they'll get the iPhone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are lemmings, man. It's... I'm guilty too.
But do you think that everyone? Okay, now let's go to the media real quick though. And
sure.
It's like, okay, if Fox or CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, they tell us something, mm-hmm. for essentially we believe it. Okay, mm-hmm. But let's say everyone that listens to your broadcast, all right,
yep.
Is everyone that listens to your broadcast believe what you say? Meaning this, why isn't when people listen to, you know, Jason Burmes, they listen to Alex Jones, they listen to all other people, why aren't people just immediately going, I believe that because it's news, as opposed to, I believe Bill O'Reilly because he says it, or I believe Anderson Cooper because he says it?
Well,
Why is it so believable when those people say it and not when, let's say, the what's the one, America Left, no, not America.
Air America?
The Air America or National Public Radio. Why is this the other side? Why is this the tinfoil hats? Why isn't this the news as opposed to Fox? You feel what I'm saying? Why is this the alternative news? Why isn't this like, hey, listen, the Give Act is what it is. Hey, this G20 meeting is what it is. Why is this so secular? Why is this thing like have to be so? This is the conspiracy news.
Yeah.
It's some actual stuff going on. There's a lot of things you got to wrap your mind around to believe. But why don't people say that about Fox? Why is it so believable to people when Fox says something as opposed to you? Why is it such a fight? Why is it such a hard thing to believe that AIDS could be invented, man-made? I mean,
yeah.
I have the capacity to believe that. You know?
Oh, well, the evidence shows it.
I don't know. And here's the problem with me and conspiracies, Jason.
Sure.
Let's say Loose Change. I watched Loose Change.
Okay.
I watched Building Number 7 go down, okay?
Yep.
And it looks absolutely like a demolition. Absolutely,
sure.
To me. My thing is, do I believe that there's a group, bunch of construction workers, and this is the problem I had with Batman when it was on,
yeah.
Is that someone built the Batcave. That means there's someone that had to keep quiet that the Batcave exists.
Who rigged the building?
There's somebody that planted explosives,
sure.
And blew up those buildings and killed those people that mm-hmm. are walking around. Some construction worker is
not
walking
who it is.
Around.
But that's the thing. That's not who it is.
Not telling you that this happened?
Yeah, but that's not who it is. See, that's the thing. That's all right. That's the straw man that they build. And I remember when I was on Opie and Anthony, and they were just hitting me with that. And I was trying to explain that it wasn't necessarily Controlled Demolition Incorporated or some U.S. company.
Right.
Sent you a few movies. I don't know if you've gotten to see them, but Fabled Enemies. The last picture I did, which really just goes over the International Intelligence Organization and how they carried out 9/11. No controlled demolition, no Pentagon, no Shanksville, none of that stuff. Just who did it. And one of the things that isn't really brought to light is that there was a huge Israeli spy ring in this country. Now, Israel is just another proxy nation. It's just another part of this global international crime cartel, right? But they do carry out some of the strong arm things. I mean, you look at Gladio, they were the ones setting off bombs in mosques and blaming on other people. They'll do things like that. They have done things like that. You look at, which one is it? The Liberty. I mean, where they went after a U.S. aircraft carrier. I mean, Israel is known for these kind of strong arm techniques. So there's this huge Israeli spy ring that's in the United States. They get caught on 9/11 in several different areas. They got caught filming the first plane. Okay, they get caught there. Then two separate teams of people in vans get caught with explosives in them. Okay, and then you go into the paper and you find out that a bunch of them failed polygraph tests about what they did on 9/11, whether they had prior knowledge, they had connections to the hijackers, all these separate things. And then you find out a bunch of the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases, lived with FBI informants, had the CIA called on them, and nothing was done. So you're not really talking.
Now that's mind blowing stuff, right?
All of it's
again,
mainstream media. Everything.
But.
I mean, it's all mainstream media. How is it that people don't get it when I say it?
Yeah,
that they'll believe it.
Like what you just
I'll tell
said,
you why. I'll tell you why.
If there's absolute irrefutable evidence that these things happened, how can the people just go, eh, whatever?
Because they don't listen to it.
You know, it seems just amazing to me. You know what I mean? That people
I hear
just go,
you.
Whatever.
But most people don't want to. All right, first of all, most people don't want to be involved in politics at all. They think it's a pariah, it's a leper. They just want to be able to watch, you know, football, their favorite television show, The Simpsons, myself included. I love that show, and just go on with their life, right? So the thing is that they'll believe the mainstream talking head because he's on the same network as all that stuff. I'm not. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. So they're already
very susceptible to that information because they're already on their favorite network. Now, the way I am able to get around it is if I can get their attention for 90 minutes to 2 hours on a movie that has, you know, my own interviews and take on it with a bunch of mainstream news clips. You know, that's why Loose Change was such a success, because it made people think the unthinkable in less than 2 hours. You know what I mean? And people weren't going into that movie thinking, oh, I think 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, I didn't believe it. I mean, this was very tough for me. I'm from New York. I bought into the official version. It wasn't until about 6 months after that I really started to question things. And the more I found, the sicker I got. I don't want to believe this stuff. But it's right in your face. It's right out there. And it's like somebody has to speak up. So until we get over this, you know, thing with celebrity, and we're totally obsessed with celebrity in this country. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that's why sometimes you have a career. I mean, you do that Web Junk 2.0. It's a fun show, but it's mindless.
Yeah, I'm just a little old comic. Well, not little old, but you know, I'm just
trying to
be funny. And again, you know, I have this side of me where you know, it's a lot of this really mind blowing stuff. You know, but I also have the thing where, you know, I gotta make some people laugh, and ultimately you gotta go, man, you gotta be independently wealthy to take on this thing. You gotta be in terms of, you gotta have some money, cause you can't really have a career in this game, in the game I'm in, if you're going around basically saying what
you're saying right now. Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, the truth is, there are some people who are gonna be doing some dirty things to the world, and I don't understand why it's such a conspiracy atmosphere to some of the things that are being said. You don't have to agree with all the things, but let's be honest. My thing, like, about World War One, World War Two, 9/11, and the Vietnam War, let's not say, okay, I won't even say America did all the things that led up to that. The Lithuania, Pearl Harbor, the kicking down their own buildings, and the Gulf of Tonkin, which was a lie, but at the point being is that the timing, don't look at the conspiracy, look at the timing, is that we wanted to get into a war that we really couldn't get into because the people didn't support it, and then, wow, something happens where it's so catastrophic that everyone wants to get into it. Now, if you look at it that way, with a logical mind, you go, man, that's a lot of coincidences there. That's a lot of coincidence to where we didn't want to fight, had no reason, the people didn't support it, but then and here we go. Because in World War II, they knew the Holocaust was going on 2 years before we did anything. A lot of people don't know that England don't like Americans. They love us over there because we saved them from the Germans. To them, we were 2 years late. We didn't get into the war until it was a benefit to us. And a lot of people don't know that, which I go to in terms of history. This country is not teaching history. And I don't mean, you know, Columbus and this and that. I'm talking, hey, man, where the banks came from, why the Revolutionary War happened. You know, Lincoln didn't just free the slaves because he was a great guy. You know, like, just little things like that, which I think, you know, maybe I think would help history in this country. And talking from a black man's point of view, I think if somehow that a historical base for some white people, historical white people, that black people can go, wow, that was a good guy. I think, see, the thing is, what I say about black people and the color of white, it's not that I hate white people or anything. It's that the color is basically what we have. It's a vague, that's all we have. We don't have a villain. We don't have people that we look at and go, okay, Hitler, there was Hitler and it was 10 other guys. It was Himmler, it was Heydrich, it was Mengele, it was all of those guys. And we can look at them like, okay, those were the architects behind that disaster. But for black people in slavery, all we got really is this vague, which it helps out the New World Order, because black people can't really join forces completely heartfelt with white people, because in this country, white people are always presented as our our villain. All the color white is like having Hitler's mustache. It is our evil. But we need to come together at the bottom of this pyramid, at this feudal system that they're putting together. We need to come together and really go, man, it's really us. Even though the guys at the top look like you, but I think if there's any like diabolical plot, that's in there just as much as to keep us separate racially. You know what I mean? It's a really nasty thing, dude. It's so many things that we, the bottom half of this pyramid, the bottom level, the top have to be exposed, but the bottom is we're so entrenched in the hatred, basically, for each other. Black people don't like Asians. Asians don't like black people. Black people don't like white people. White people don't like Indians. Indians don't like Arabs. Arabs don't like black people. Really, they all don't like black people. But if you put it all together, nobody likes nobody who should be joined in fighting this nonsense, you know, so we can all listen to the G20, meetings, and we can all understand that they're trying to put us back into the feudal system. We can all understand the history of this, but we're too busy haggling over Trump stuff. Like, we're haggling over a couple of $100, man. I tell people, you know what? If you don't got no money, you shouldn't be worried about the economy. This thing is not, you know, if you got $20,000 in the bank, you know what? Buy that hat you like. Buy the sneakers you like.
We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burns, prisonplan.tv, InfoWars.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts. starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away, away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
We are back. Patrice O'Neill is our guest. It's myspace.com/Patrice O'Neill. And you were just talking about the divide and conquer or order out of chaos methods of religion and race to divide all of us so that we don't come together. I think that's a main reason that you'll see a lot of this anti-Semitism in the so-called patriot movement. It's to turn other people off. You know, it's the same reason that the government started COINTELPRO against the Black Panther movement, to turn white people off to their plight. You know, these people were trying to do the right thing, and all of a sudden they're getting, people are sending out these coloring books to white neighborhoods where all these racist photos are made and they're killing white people. I mean, some of these are really organized so that we do hate each other and are angry at each other for no reason other than they've contrived a reason. So we don't come together against them. I think we can overcome that, though. When it finally gets bad enough where enough people have lost their homes, where enough people wake up to the fact that, you know, Barack Obama does not have their best interests at heart, when they start seeing the brigades, and I think September 11th this year is going to be a big day, because in that Give Act, that's their new holiday, literally in the Give Act, is 9/11. It's a national call to service and day in remembrance, and they're actually going to have memorials throughout the country, and they're going to be knocking on doors that day to have people pledge to join their cause.
Right. I mean, ultimately, I think, see, I hate to dismiss, like, I got a buddy that's hanging out, and, you know, during the commercial, and I'm talking to him about stuff, and first thing he just goes with beautiful apathy. Just, I don't care.
Like, oh,
here's the thing where I can't get frustrated. There's so much stuff to care about. That's why I gotta go, well, how do I get this ass to just care that it, what does it mean to him? He goes, just doesn't concern
all right, let me. Listen, say
and
this to him. Ask him.
All I can do is come out and say a million different, oh, you can't, man, they're over there having a meeting with the damn, blah, 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 the G20.
This is what I do.
Man,
this is how you say it.
And he's just, I don't care.
You got to say, listen,
and,
man,
and
if you don't wake up.
To get just to, somebody to just care, just like if I stole money out of his wallet, he go crazy.
Yeah.
But how do you get people to give a damn with that level? Like, dude, they're just stealing money out your pocket. How am I going to convince people that this is affecting them and it's not some magical man in a mountain theory? And how do you get people to understand that this is going to touch your rib cage, man, in about 10 years, 20 years?
All right, this is how you do it. You got a cell phone, right? You probably got a newer cell phone, right?
Yeah.
All right, so this is what I do. I put videos on cell phones that I know are just going to scare the ever-loving hell out of somebody once I bring up the subject matter. And if it was my buddy, I'd turn to him. I'd be like, look, man, how would you feel if you were going to be microchipped, tracked, and traced by a bunch of occultic kitty rapists? And that's basically, at the bottom level, those are the people that are going to chip you, people that are into the occult and rape little children. I know that sounds crazy, but if you actually do the research, it's the real deal. So then I'll open up my phone, and I will play the 2004 clip of Peter Jennings going over how Mexican security officials chipped 144 guys under their NSA division. And then I'll show him another video clip after 9/11 of the Jacobs family pledging themselves to the United States government, saying that if it helps against terror, we'll all take the chips.
Now, here we go. Now, this is where we work together.
Okay.
When you say that, okay, the Mexican, 140 Mexicans gets chipped, okay?
Yep.
Right then, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Why should I care?
Because that chip is going to come into your body very, very soon, and it's going to be under government regulation, and it's going to be everything to you. I mean, it's going to know where you are at all times. Listen, you can go on eBay right now, spend $10 on a microchip. I'm not kidding. $3 for shipping. Then you can inject it in yourself if you want, and then you can track and trace yourself for $7 a month through a service. Patrice, can I get you to stay over two segments till the 20 after? Or are you busy?
Nah, go ahead. It's cool.
All right, sounds good. I'll explain more, and I want to play this Bear AIDS clip, because it's not a conspiracy theory. They gave a bunch of people in this country and others AIDS through Factor 8. We're going to come back with that after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After this company positively, absolutely knew that they... the U.S., and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children. Children had been born with an incurable disease.
Hold on, Mike. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus. They yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas?
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe, government officials in France that allowed that to happen actually had to go to prison for it. In America, not one corporate executive for this company has been indicted or even criminally investigated by our Justice Department.
Why not? What, you're telling me that these people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries,
yes,
who killed children, have not been taken to task in the United States?
It's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed this to happen. And now the government is completely looking the other way. Thousands.
All right, pull the clip. There it is right there. I mean, again, they introduce it into this country. I mean, you wouldn't even have had that wide of a pandemic if they didn't introduce it through Factor VIII. But they needed to scare people. They needed to make people frightened. And everybody's got to have protected sex. And everyone's going to die. I mean, I remember, you know, watching these after-school specials they used to show us in middle school and high school, where the jock, you know, has sex one time with one girl he never met before, and all of a sudden his whole life's ruined because he has AIDS and he's in a coffin in 6 months. Totally implausible, but we all believed it because, again, psychological warfare was there. And I think that we definitely, you know, you talk about how do I reach my friend. Well, you know, first of all, let them understand history. You know, Hitler didn't just kill the Jews. You know, he went after, first of all, he went after the communists first. They were the enemy. Then it was, the retards, the gypsies, the unpleasantries. Then it was the Jews. Then it was anyone who didn't have a job. You know, I mean,
right.
It always starts with the easy target. You know what I mean? And
would you say unequivocally that the plan for this new group of people, okay, the New World Order, the globalists, is the same? Because I think it would click if you say that their agenda was the same as Hitler's agenda. For
it
some
is.
Reason, Hitler
wrote
just
a book.
The dude that really bugs people enough to listen.
Explain
so
to
are
him,
they
he wrote the
trying
book.
Trying to do
yes.
to everybody what Hitler did during World War II.
Worse, he wrote the book, The New World Order, Patrice. One of his books, before he really came to power, was called The New World Order, and it was all about taking over the world and having a global governance.
So the more you get educated, the more I get educated on it, the more I read, the more I understand, the more I can, like, okay, the one thing comfortable that I can say, like, this is what I'm saying, I'm not comfortable as you are, and people who are deep rooted into the globalists, you know, standing against it. I'm learning. Mm-hmm. But one thing I can say is that eugenics is one of the keys, the idea of, you know, the perfect race, and then that opened my eyes up to stem cell research, which ultimately stem cell research is almost a quiet way of going, we're going to make perfect people, and cloning, we're going to make perfect human beings, this perfection, these people who can't be sick and won't be sick and all that stuff. So I can comfortably say, well, eugenics reminds me of something that they did in Nazi Germany, but it's going to take a lot more studying on my part to be able to comfortably go, when I'm talking to somebody, to go, look, man, these dudes are Hitler. They're trying to be like Hitler. And so I have enough mental weaponry. And I think in terms of saying Hitler's name, it's so shocking. Like, I just watched this thing called The End of America. I forgot the woman's name.
Yeah, Naomi Wolf. I just watched it. Naomi Wolf.
10 steps to the end of fascism.
Yeah.
And
it's great, by the way.
Her on one of these news shows, and she said Hitler. And as a comparison to what's going on, and the dude looked like he was going to punch in the face. He said the interview was over.
That's how it rolls.
We're not going to let you say Hitler and George Bush in the same name.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have her on soon, Naomi Wolf. She wrote the Fairness Doctrine, I believe it was also, or it wasn't the Fairness Doctrine. She wrote a book about it. It's End of America. It's actually a great movie. We'll be back after this with Patrice O'Neill. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We're back for the final segment with Patrice O'Neill. And, you know, eugenics is really one of those big keys, because if you look at it, the Nazis and their eugenics program is really what led to modern medicine today. It's how we knew how long to keep somebody open during surgery, because they were just doing that to people, how much the body could take when it was heated up. They were doing that to people, how many sedatives the body could be on. I mean, the Nazis were really at the forefront of eugenics. And, you know, you mentioned that the End of America movie. And another thing that the Nazis did that I think is important that people realize is that they used a false flag terror event, the burning of the Reichstag, and they go over that in the End of America, to get the people into that fervor. So they really used two of those main tools that I talk about. The only thing they really didn't, and they kind of did because of the monetary system was so low there and they were so desperate, they really used false flag terror to bring in an era of eugenics. I mean, it's the Nazi philosophy.
And it was easy for the people to get behind what they did because they were so poor. And that's another thing is now you putting people in a position now to be homeless and poor. So if you give them terrible jobs, they might be a lot more open to committing terrible acts of anything against their fellow man because of the situation with the economy, man. Money. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm trying right now mentally, because I call it golden handcuffs. Or I don't call it, but the term is golden handcuffs.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I used to be crazy, man. Like I would be when I was coming up. I had bad credit, bad everything, bad luck. So everything in my life was bad. So anything bad that came around, I laugh at. Really? More bad news? Really? Yeah, whatever. Now, you know, my mother's credit gets better. She helps me sign over, you know, she helps me co-sign for a truck. I pay on that truck on time for 2 years. I get enough credit to buy a house. I get a house, a truck, and everything else. Now my credit is, you know, I got white guy credit, you know what I mean? You know, up in the in the low eights. So I'm walking around like, who are you? I'm walking around like Rockefeller. Excuse me, everyone? Now, I have to learn how to get out of that zone where I'm trying to keep what I have, where I'm trying to hold on to fiction. My credit is fiction. You know what I mean? It's something that they decide on whether they, you know, whether they're going to take it away from me or not. I mean, I call the bank to hear my credit, or not hear my credit, but to hear my the amount I have in the bank, my balance. And, you know, I'm crossing my fingers because I don't know if something happened, some bill happened where they're going to take my money. Like, I feel like a victim, and I'm trying to go mentally. I have to revert back into having nothing to be able to survive, to be a guy that has bad luck. Like, hey, we're going to turn your lights off. That's all right. I got candles. You know what I mean? To not fear everything. And I think that's another big thing is the fear. Like, I travel a lot, man. When I go to the airport, I try to learn every little fictional right that you have, that you don't have to take your hat off. You know, like, I keep on all my clothes. I get dressed. So I don't want to be naked. Like I said on the radio once, you gotta dress like an Arab to get through the airport on time. You gotta wear a long shirt and some sandals just to get through so you can catch your plane. But I go to the airport 2-3 hours ahead because I know I'm gonna get accosted, but I'd rather get accosted and checked and still keep my chain and my watch and my hat and my socks and my pants on so that I can feel like a damn human being. You know what I mean? But we're so afraid. They use the fear that we have of being annoyed or being inconvenienced or losing what we got as just a ploy, man, for us to walk around and say, yes, sir, no, sir, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am. We have no revolutionary backbone right now, man. People are afraid.
No, they are afraid. And you know what? They don't even understand what the revolution was all about. They don't understand it was because of all this excessive taxing. And right now, I mean, more than half of our money is going to taxes between, you know, the federal income tax, state taxes, the taxes you pay when you go to the store and buy something. These guys are just, I mean, there's a tax on everything.
Alan Greenspan, this is the thing, to go back to the first thing I said in the show. Mm-hmm. Alan Greenspan ain't going to come to your door and come get you. You know, he ain't gonna come get you. The head of the Treasury Department is not gonna come and get you. Obama's not gonna come and get you. You know, they're not coming to your door. They're gonna send somebody that's you to come and take your stuff, and with a big fat smile on his face, he's gonna take your house, or he's gonna take your car, or he's gonna take your credit. He's gonna take your ability to live life in a decent way in 2 or 3 or 4 years. If you have trouble and you fall on hard times because you thought that you was going to have. Look at all the people that Bernie Madoff got, man. There's people who were getting ready to retire who's, you know, cooking spaghetti for a living now. And nobody's there to care. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
that's where
Raymond
we got to start, Jason. We got to start from the ground up, man. We got to start caring. This is why when Obama got voted in, why it was such a surprise for me. Mm-hmm. And why this idea is why I could believe in the New World Order easily. Mm-hmm. Because on a street level, I've never seen a change in people's, the way people behave and the people's hearts that made me think that this country would vote for a black guy. There's nothing happened that affected me during a daily basis that made me go, wow, the world is changing for the good, man. People are getting better. People are going to be able to deal with this. I didn't see it. I don't see it. Maybe somebody else sees it. I don't see where people on a daily level treating each other with kindness and goodness. I don't see it. That's why I believe in all this stuff, because if people aren't getting any, it's not getting any nicer. We're worse on the bottom level, man. I argue every day with somebody on the phone calling my house talking about, hey, you didn't pay this on time. I did pay it on time. Well, it says here on the computer. Well, why don't you shut the hell up and listen to me? I'm human talking to human. You reading what your computer says, and I'm telling you it's wrong. But they're less happy to see you happy than they are to see you wallowing in mire and begging and pleading, because it gives them some sort of power. Everyone, even at the bottom, Jason, wants some kind of power over someone else. And people love it. It's corrupting to control. I do comedy. It's a corrupting thing to stand in front of a few hundred people and talk and they laugh. It gets corrupting if you don't sit there and humble yourself at the fact that, you know what, you're all working together. Not that I'm Mr. Powerful making you laugh, but like, you know what, you spent your money and you love me and I want to make sure I love you and we love each other. That's how it's going to flip. It's not going to flip with, I don't believe, chasing some dudes who can give a damn. Chasing old men who want to live forever and kill everybody. I can't see. That's so illogical thinking that I don't think that there's any rationale to go talk to somebody at that level. The rationale is, excuse me, Miss Meter Maid, this money pays for my kids' daycare after work. I'm sorry I parked 2 seconds over. Can you please give me a break? No. Okay, thank you. Thank you, fat Jamaican lady who has a power trip and won't be a human for 5 seconds.
Well, that is a big problem, and you're right. Power does corrupt, and there are so many lower level people that you know, feel and use their power, especially in New York City. I mean, from the meter maids to just the street cops. Some of them are the nicest guys in the world. I mean, I'll never forget.
Yeah, not everybody. I'm generalizing. There's a lot of good dudes, man, and good people. But for the basic part, man, it's people love the ability when they get to do something that you can't do. Oh yeah, I can illegally park because my friend is this, or I can walk across the track and jaywalk. Like, even me, dude, I got a lot of police friends ever since, you know, I lived in Jersey City. They know me from comedy. They're good guys. I got every FOP card you can want. So, you know, I might speed a little bit and pull out my FOP card and go, oh, yeah, I'm a friend of the police. Not him. Give him the ticket. I get crazy, too. You know? I get happy with my little extra things I get because I'm a little bit of people know me from comedy. Mm-hmm. I gotta stop too. We gotta stop.
Well, I think the first thing is
we just don't let them win, dude. There's nothing they can do.
I agree. Well, we have to identify
bottom,
it,
Jason. I mean, that's
do.
My view, you know.
I agree, but the thing is, Patrice, people don't read. You know what the universal language is right now? The universal language is MTV. It's movies, and you have to educate people first before they'll take action. And unfortunately,
right.
I think a lot of people are being usurped right now. They understand something's wrong, but Glenn Beck's bringing them in because he's telling the truth about the economy now. I don't know. Did you see the Hannity and Dick Morris clip where they admitted that this is about one world government? They said global governance. The G20 is about global governance and bringing in a one world currency. And then they laughed about it. They said the conspiracy nuts are right. Now, are they going to give us credit? No. Are they going to start talking about it on a regular basis? No. They're going to continue to demonize us. So somehow we have to kind of forego that, and we have to get a mass movement on our own. And what I'm trying to do this Independence Day is have InfoWarrior Independence Day, no matter what group you're a part of, whether you're a part of one or not. Burn DVDs, hand them out, go to the fireworks, go to the picnics, talk to people, you know, become a human being again. Take a second and say, hey, you know, do you realize this is what's going on? Did you read the Give Act? This passed. You know, we have to, We have to have the will to want to make a change before any kind of change is going to be made, and then we have to get out into the streets like Dr. Martin Luther King did and actually talk to people like human beings. We can't all be, you know, keyboard warriors where we're on message boards or we're just emailing. That's part of it, you know what I mean? Sending right. YouTube vids is part of it. But until we take action and get down in the streets, I don't think we can change it.
Right. Well, I think it's hope, dude, as long as people understand that, you know, again, history is very important. You know, what I'm learning mostly about everything that's going on and all the things I'm looking at and all the things I'm reading now is all of it's historical. All of it's a historical. You don't even have to go past 1970 to get a hold of everything you need to get a hold of for right now in 2009. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all historical. It's just shocking. I'm ashamed, you know, because I'm almost 40 and I could live another 20 years and not even care. Not care why gas goes up and down. Not care why the federal banking system is not federal, and not care why, you know, all of the 10 steps to fascism and all these things like that. Even the feudal system, what it was all about, just the idea of going to find out what the feudal system was and is like, it's
work.
I feel bad, and I feel like I can't fully figure out a way to go, hey man, come on up. And
thank you so much for joining us, Patrice. We gotta run. I thank you so much for the time. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. Omen, thank him very much, and tell him we hope to.
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $940.85, $470.42 for the half ounce, and $235.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $940.85, $470.42, and $235.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
With Patrice O'Neill. Remember, it's myspace.com/Patrice O'Neill. He's out on the road right now. I mean, you can see him on Showtime, HBO, Comedy Central. He's all done. He's done comedy, I think half hours and hours for all those. Comedy Central Presents, all this other stuff. He even was a script writer. If he would have stayed the whole 3 hours, I would have done it. But at the same time, you don't want to bug somebody. He also was a script writer for the WWE back in 2000. I thought that was pretty cool, too. Just so people know. Wrestling, professional wrestling, it's a lot like politics. It's phony. It's scripted. I should have brought that up because it is, like a WWE politics. There's people behind the scenes writing the script, and Patrice was one of those guys in the wrestling forum. That would have been a great point. We're going to start taking your calls in the next 90 minutes. It's just going to be a blast through for phone calls and news. I got all this news stacked up. I got to clean up in here. Actually, Jones cleaned off the desk, and I came in here looking for things. I couldn't find them. We got this piece. Somebody sent this. Basically, he wants to remain anonymous. And this is something that he got from the State of New York Department of State Division of Cemeteries. And this is a cemetery owner. Back in April of 2007, about two years ago, asking, basically, there's going to be big stories on InfoWars, but if they could handle mass graves and mass deaths in the case of a pandemic. Up to 950 graves per acre, thousands of deaths due to disasters or pandemics. And these are, here it is right here, folks. If you're on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see that this is a real document. This is not, my first document with Jason Burma style, Fisher Price. No, this is the real thing. People do mail us the real documents. And think about it, 950 people per acre, no big deal, huh? More if we burn the bodies, more if we use the FEMA containers. And they just want to know if perhaps you'd be willing to take part in the program. Big stories over at InfoWars, and I think JonesReport.com, run by the very great Aaron Dykes, will also be having a story. All right, let's go through some of this stuff that I did not get to go through. I wanted to go through, first of all, we played Gordon Brown in the beginning, talking about a New World Order. Let's play it again, Sam. Can we do that, Jaron? Can we play that Gordon Brown New World Order clip again? I know this is the short segment, but we should get it in there. 866-582-9933 if you want to call in. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Here's Gordon Brown selling out the world.
The largest countries of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending. We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future. And we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest and we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer
global society. And the headline at a Bloomberg is G20 shapes new world order with a lesser role for the U.S. markets. No kidding. You see, folks, it's about us having less in this country. Less free speech, less money, less land. And I just don't know why people can't get it. I told you that Sarkozy, the French leader, didn't care about anything. He was, you know, oh, Sarkozy's so angry. He doesn't think anything's going to, he's pouting. It's WWE. Let me read it to you. Global leaders took their biggest steps yet toward a new world order that's less U.S.-centric. See, it doesn't revolve around us. We're going to have less in this. Don't you get it? And of course, the blueprint was given to French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who said that it turned the page on the Anglo-Saxon model of free markets by placing stricter limits on hedge funds and other financiers. Translation, we love the new world order. Get ready to suffer, people. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Nutritionists look all over the world for better ways to keep our bodies strong and healthy, but sometimes they don't have to look too far. Nature has given us the power of the green tea plant, and for centuries we've used green tea to get healthy, feel better, and promote a strong immune response. Now we can get more out of green tea with Green Tea Plus. Green Tea Plus mixes a pure green tea extract with 72 minerals to form a delicious, highly nutritious drink. Best of all, one serving of Green Tea Plus has the antioxidant power of 6 cups of regular green tea. Green tea might be one of the healthiest herbs provided by nature, and now you can get much more value in each serving with Green Tea Plus. To try Green Tea Plus risk-free, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call right now, you can get a full bottle of Green Tea Plus for free with your order of two. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now for Green Tea Plus.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make a right to all those who lie here, know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, William McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. And they beat the drums.
All right, folks, we are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. But I really just want to re-emphasize, I mean, it's all over the place. Not only did Gordon Brown call for it, we had yesterday the op-ed piece out in the New York Times, A World in Need of a New Order. We had CNN.com/Europe Analysis, Crisis May Lead to a New World Order. Of course, we had that announcement today. And now G20 Shapes New World Order with Lesser Role of the U.S. and Markets. And I believe there's also the outline of the G20, the declaration in its full text, are six steps. Here it is right there. Here's the full text. Six steps. No, I'm sorry. Six pledges towards a new world order. That's one. This one right here. So, I mean, is it a new world order coming out party? You bet it is. And here's Sean Hannity and Dick Morris to tell you about it, because they just can't, you know, keep from admitting it at this point, that not only is the New World Order real, but it's being put out into place, and we are going to have a global currency, and we are going to have global regulation over it. It's disgusting. Go ahead.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. Mm-hmm. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're you believe take, they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
exactly.
week.
Yeah.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for
That's
years.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah.
and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus packages.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans,
right.
the World Bank by Americans.
All right, there you have it. One more time. We'll probably play that another dozen times this month. I mean, people just can't accept it, but it's here. Gordon Brown announced it. I mean, Obama, even with his little staged press conference out there and then taking an hour's worth of questions, he might not use the term, but he knows damn well what he's a part of. All right, let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jason. Hey, wanted to let you know I got something pretty heavy duty. I actually got a leaked document from a guy that refers to himself as an InfoWarrior correspondent on the front lines outpost, and this is from the G20. He appropriately entitled this the G20 memo from Her Royal Hiney to Mr. Prez.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to let you know about this, and here's what it says. And I got to relate this the way it was related to me. Dear Chappy Obama, I'm so glad you've made this summit. It's such good fun to know you're helping to make the economy plummet. I wish to commend you for how you fit right in and fall in line. And I'm quite jealous at how you're more of a liar than that princely son of mine. It's really so amusing as I watch the telly each day and each night, seeing your media promoting our propagandist Big Brother fight. I love how they prop you up and present you as savior of the earth, and how they distract with sideline issues like your questionable birth. I must say that I was quite impressed with your predecessor, King George V, how he and Sir Cheney pulled off making a masterful fact from a myth, with our MI6 and their CIA tricks, in the true spirit of 9/11, our controlled demolition of your liberty has paved the way for a global heaven. The way the masses are so diverted with all this left versus right, I have to laugh all the way to the bank. They deserve their pitiful plight. For as you know, what's really at stake is our power over the people. That's why it is so important to keep them as docile, dumbed-down sheeple. We cannot afford for word to get out until we know it's too late. How the ignorant masses love their enslavement and thereby seal their fate. There's too much invested. We've gained such ground. Let nothing stand in our way. We must press on, dear Chappie Barack. Just continue the part that you play. For one day soon, we'll have our desire, world government and total control. It's all in a day's work to sacrifice millions when there's nothing but death in your soul. After all, I'm the queen. That makes me a goddess. So you'd better do as I say. I'm paying your salary, so your only choice is just smile and do things my way. Just fall in line like the others did, acknowledging my golden rule. Do unto others what you know you do not want me to do to you. You're a puppet like Jimmy and Ronnie and Poppy and Willie and W. Bush. Come along now, old Baba. Just follow and bow as you kiss my royal tush.
Stephen, thank you for the call. Great poem. Stephen's a regular on the show, and he likes to write. That one was a bit long, but pretty good. Got to admit, it was pretty funny as well. All right, let's jump to Manny in Texas. Manny, you're up.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
How you doing, bro?
You're a great American.
Well, thank you. How'd you like the Patrice interview? Pretty good?
Yeah, man.
He's a funny guy. I hope he wakes up a little bit further. He's pretty dead on and smart on the ball. He's just got to realize his friends ain't going to come around. Just, it's not that easy. You know, you got to keep harping on them for months and months and sometimes years and years and years before they come around. Go ahead, man.
Unfortunately, that's the way it has to go sometimes.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you ever heard of Pastor James Magny?
Not off the bat. He's not the Philadelphia guy, is he?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If you would just YouTube James Magny and then put Obama in there, he really, really comes down on Obama and it's...
So he's just a pastor that's just critical of Obama and the administration? Is he at least talking about the real issues?
Well, I mean, that's all I got from him. What I saw on YouTube was he was calling Obama a pimp and all kinds of other stuff.
All right, Manny. I'll definitely check it out, Manny. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to James in New York. James, what's up?
Jason, how you doing, bud?
Good man.
Called you last week, told you about the Patrice thing on ONA. Great to see you come full circle.
Yes, it was very excellent to have him on. He's a funny guy, and you know, he's, even though he doesn't act like he's that well educated, it seems like he's constantly checking this stuff out. I mean, I just watched...
Sharp, man. He's on the ball.
Oh, yeah, he's on the ball. I just watched The End of America maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and it seems like that's something he just watched too. So he seems hungry for this info, and he seems pretty smart, pretty articulate.
Well, I had 2 points real quick after that. First off, let me say Semper Fi to all my Marine Corps brothers and sisters out there. I didn't get to say it last time I was on. And second off, I'm reading here on the Internet, it says that the IMF is going to sell 402 tons of gold. Did you guys cover that yet?
No, I haven't heard about it. Where is that?
The IMF, let me pull this up real quick. Yeah, the IMF plans to sell 403 tons of gold. The market value of gold dropped $20 today. You should be having Midas Resources on here soon talking about it, I'm guessing.
The
IMF, which holds more than 3,200 tons of gold, is the third largest holder in the world after the U.S. and Germany. Most of the IMF's gold holdings come from the fund's member countries, which are required to commit 25% of their quota in gold, basically meaning that anyone that's in the IMF has already got some gold invested, and here they are. They can't sell the gold that's invested. But here they are selling this gold. They're probably going to sell it to China.
James, let me come back to you. I've got Alex Jones on the line. That is a very interesting story that the IMF is about to sell 403 tons of gold. I'm going to have to read into that. But right now we have Alex Jones on the line, presumably to talk about this story of the cemeteries being asked if they can house mass graves, 950 graves per acre, and in the thousands if they can handle it. Mr. Jones, how are you, sir?
Hey, it's good to be here. Yeah, I called in about that. I know Aaron's working on it right now. By the end of the show, It should be up on Infowars.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to cover that. But before I do that, I just wanted to call in because tomorrow you're sitting in on the show. I have some private things I have to take care of tomorrow, and I'll probably be calling in during the show tomorrow because this is too momentous, too important what's happened to completely take off. I just have some business I have to attend to, and I promise to take my children fishing tomorrow, so I can't turn them down on that. They're pretty excited, unfortunately, because I don't spend enough time with them. But the main reason I called in was I've been at George Humphrey's house all day interviewing him for the new Obama film we're making.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was driving at about 3:30 to 4 to his house, leaving, I have BBC on my radio, my XM in my car, and they covered a host of issues. The issue you mentioned about, oh, no one knew the IMF had gold, but they're going to sell that to help third world countries. Now, you put that through the translator, you know, like in a science fiction movie where they have the mass translator.
Mm-hmm.
You put the, it sounds like gobbledygook, but put it through the translator, that means more gold leveraged to make loans to the third world at loan sharking rates they can never pay back. Now that they're desperate and need it, the bankers can take over even more. So that's what that means. Then Obama, they're talking about $1 trillion, $100 billion, $1 trillion, $500 billion of our tax money to the private banking families that own the IMF and World Bank. That all the speeches I heard on the radio today and this evening and watching TV just now when I got home was, we've got to help our less fortunate. This is Obama. We've got to help our less fortunate. We've got to give, you know, 50-something million and 500-something million, which is literally like nickels in your pocket compared to $1 million from the banker's money, to the third world. So the news is all saying, oh, this meeting's about helping Africa and Asia. I mean, meanwhile, the IMF and World Bank are hated all over the world for the loan sharking and the criminal activities and staging coup d'etats and taking over countries. But you called me tonight when I was finishing up an interview with Humphrey saying that Anderson Cooper announced, yes, they've announced the New World Order, and this is upsetting some Americans, and I did when I got home, YouTubed it. There's Gordon Brown, sure enough, saying this is the birth of the true New World Order, and that's how I've been billing it, as the birth of the New World Order. So I got home and I Googled the term New World Order, and there were thousands of news stories today under Google News. You don't click web, you click news. Bloomberg, you name it, announcing that a New World Order is being set up. And here's the headline from Bloomberg, G20 shapes New World Order with lesser role for U.S.
Yeah, we covered that actually, Alex. It's unbelievable. I mean, they're basically saying, yeah, the New World Order's here, and it's going to have a less of a role for the United States, their markets. And you notice that Sarkozy is quoted in here, and he had that big WWE-style fit. He was unhappy. Things weren't going to get done. It was all staged. They knew what they were bringing
up. It was all staged, and what they're setting up is an open bank of the world that regulates, controls every facet of our lives. And then I thought about how we're thanking Fox and CNN for admitting it's world government. You know, all these years they knew it, and we had all the same documents they had. They denied it, called us dangerous terrorists, put out police reports saying we were crazy. You know, all of this. And then here they are right out in the open going, oh, there's a new world order, but it's going to save you from the banking crisis. It'll be run by the banks that did it. Isn't that nice? Here's another headline, London Independent, because Obama in a speech, and I know you guys are taping, so we're making an Obama film. Tell me we've got this, because I couldn't find it online. But here's London Independent. Obama hails the New World Order, and it says markets soar. See, the bankers turn them, oh, look, the New World Order's here to the rescue. How many months have I been saying that when they announced the New World Order, they would put the markets up for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And then all these yuppies will say, okay, fine, you said there was a new world order, but it fixed things. Here's another one. G20 makes 6 pledges towards a new world order. And the headlines go on and on and on and on. Here's another one out of the Press Association. New World Order hailed after rescue. And this is a global system agreeing on tracking down anybody that doesn't pay taxes, shutting down black markets, controlling every facet of our lives, run by the very banks that have done all of this. And then meanwhile, there's police reports and federal reports everywhere saying if you talk about it, you're a terrorist. It doesn't exist. So that's still simultaneously going on. So this is big. I mean, this is the biggest step towards the New World Order since the founding of the League of Nations, founding of the United Nations, since George Bush announcing the New World Order. This is their dreamed of crises they've been engineering for decades, now here upon us. And if you give in to them as if they're the solution, it'll only get worse. Here's another headline. Financial Times of London. The first bricks in the New World Order, you know, as they always build towards the tyranny. So I was thinking how pathetic I am. Oh, thank you, mainstream media, for admitting it's real. Well, of course, these criminals think it's too late for us. They've already gotten us in debt, pulled the plug out, put their police state in place. They arrogantly hit it away with it. But then meanwhile, people are always asking, you know, oh, Alex, are there really mass graves? And I guess right now I should go ahead and briefly cover that.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously there are mass graves. I mean, you know, this is just yet another whistleblower's document that we got sent to us. This is from May 30th of 2007. It looks like it was sent out to people who own cemeteries all across the state. It was a Department of New York State document where they're saying, hey, in case there is an emergency and a disaster or maybe a biochemical attack, can we use your land to bury multitudes of people? And they're saying up to 1,000 people per acre. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. So I know Aaron's in there doing the shoe all day with me, and then now he's back working. Let me give him some of the directives. He can have whatever he wants. This is what happens. We have the Rocky Mountain News. We have FEMA documents. We have all these articles. Kurt Nemo, by the way, for Aaron listening, wrote a story 2 days ago where the Veterans Affairs was attacking us about them expanding all the veterans cemeteries around the country with all these thousands of graves per facility. But in that article, Kurt did finally, I've mentioned it on air, I remembered it, Kurt did find the Rocky Mountain News story out of Colorado that I remember where the governor announced, hey, we've got mass incinerators and mass graves ready for a biological weapons attack or other pandemic. And so the issue here is they are deploying millions of plastic coffins all over the country. The fact of the matter is the government admits and the CDC admits they're preparing mass graves to the American people. We've interviewed emergency managers in Illinois and Indiana and covered the news where they're preparing for mass graves. We know they want to carry out forced inoculations. We know they're behind this stuff in the past with terror attacks and bioweapons. And so the issue is we just simply, people send us photos and videos of all these graves being expanded, and we're like, say, you know, we just said, what is this? What do you think this is? And they're like, oh, how dare you, you kooks. There's no preparations for mass graves. When we have all the mainstream news articles, but this latest one that, well, we'll cover when we come back.
We'll be back after this with Alex Jones. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda.
Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are joined by Alex Jones on the line to discuss this division of cemeteries out of New York State document that was sent to us calling for mass graves, calling for land grabs in the case of a pandemic attack or a biochemical attack or a natural disaster, all these things. Why are they preparing for this, Alex?
Well, the issue is, the fact is, they are preparing for it. People need to stop living in denial about that. And then if you look at the globalist plans, their Stated Club of Rome, UN documents, 1996 biological diversity assessment, you understand that the majority view of the elite is they're going to use controlled plagues to kill the majority of us. They're on record stating it, just like they're on record stating they would have a world financial collapse and bring in a new Bank of the World that would set carbon taxes on us. All we do here is cover what they're saying and what they're doing, and anybody that ignores that does it at their own peril. And by exposing how they're premeditatedly getting ready for these bioreleases, we may be able to stop them from doing it. Now, clearly the way they do things is beta test. And so they're going to have some smaller bioweapons releases in the future to train us to be locked down, to train us to be germaphobes, to train us to be hypochondriacs, to take their inoculations. And that's where the real poison's at. But then if we accept that, then they'll launch larger attacks in the future. So this is all part of this preparation for martial law, this preparation to go under this system. But we're already under this control. You know, 98% of us don't want a banker bailout, they do it. 91% of us don't want open borders, they do it. Both parties are universally unpopular. But you talk to the Obama zombies, they go, yeah, the government's corrupt and the system's bad, but I think Obama's still good. He'll try to fix it. No, he's not the cavalry. The cavalry is in the mirror. Look in the mirror, folks. And I just ask listeners, you know, because we're getting attacked from all sides about these mass grave things. Kurt Nemo and others have written articles where it's mainstream news they're setting up mass graves. You know, we go out and our listeners go out and identify and track these. Some are just regular grave expansions. Some are real. Some are for the general public. These plastic coffin liners. All of this is happening, and the denial needs to end. And Aaron's doing a big master article right now that, you know, has all the latest information on it so people can see it in context, not just one story or another story, but when you see the big picture connecting the dots, where mainstream news admits they're preparing for this, and that kind of helps folks get their thinking caps screwed on straight so they understand just what the stakes are in this fight against the globalists. But, Burmis, I appreciate you doing the show. The InfoWarrior's really growing. My show's growing so fast, it's actually scary to realize, because I don't have this big view of myself, you know, some high and mighty view of myself, to realize that, because you're in the office, you know, I mean, we're getting like five new affiliates a week now. We're getting all these stations contacting us. Mainline, you know, individuals are contacting us. You know, establishment people are contacting us. They're scared. They're beginning to figure out they're not part of the ruling elite. They're not going to be part of the winning team if they go with the New World Order. And so tomorrow I would open up the show with, you saw the birth of the New World Order yesterday, and just go over what it is and what it means and what they're setting up. And the fact is, we're not excited and pleased that that we've been proven right about all this. This is sad, folks. We wish we could have stopped it before they openly announced it. This is horrifying because a new world order doesn't mean some happy, lovey, world government of freedom and everybody, and peace. It means tyranny and eugenics and control. But at the same time, all these people that called us kooks and attacked us, I don't even want your apology. I just want you to grow up and join us in the fight against the new world order, because the new world order is a hellish system. It's the old world order of bondage and tyranny and control with a high-tech overlay. And I just ask the listeners to spread the word about the InfoWarrior with you 9 to midnight and myself 11 to 3 every day. You got a big show tomorrow for yourself. You got 7 hours.
7 hours on the radio to expose the new world order. I mean, I love it, Jones. I mean, 7 hours to expose these guys for what they are, globalist scum, and they are coming right out and announcing it. We're going to open with that New World Order Anderson clip tomorrow. I promise you that. Thank you so much, Alex. We'll be back after this. It's InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Before we go back to your calls, we're going to go back to James in New York, who's making that point about the gold that Alex elaborated on. He feels it's going to be a leverage move to buy up even more infrastructure and leverage on gold as well. But a few headlines that I really did want to cover. I don't know how much I can cover them tonight, but they were just really three tech things. Scientists prove human heart can regenerate cells. Scientists said on Thursday that they had shown human body regenerates heart cells at a rate of about 1% a year. The discovery could one day reduce the need for transplants. Remember, they de-age mice. They're able to grow tissue. The human heart can already regenerate cells. I'm sure they can accelerate that process. That is an important article. Gene-engineered viruses build a better battery. I know this sounds crazy, but researchers who have trained a tiny virus to do their bidding said on Thursday they made... They made it build a more efficient and more powerful lithium battery. They changed two genes in a virus called M13 and got it to do two things. Build a shell made out of a compound called iron phosphate, and then attach a carbon nanotube to make a powerful tiny electrode. And they say basically this could be used to power MP3 players and many other electronic devices. All right, and then this last one. Robot scientists can think for themselves. Watch out, scientists. You may be replaced by a robot. Two teams of researchers said on Thursday they had created machines that could reason, formulate theories, and discover scientific knowledge on their own, marking a major advance in the field of AI. Such robo-scientists could put work unraveling complex biological systems, designing new drugs, modeling the world's climate, or understanding the cosmos. Remember, we should all cow down to the machines. And, we've been covering a lot of these AI stories because we're starting to see the release of large-scale robots, whether or not they be, the robo-fish that we talk about here,
or what's the other one? What's that? The big dogs. The big dogs. Yeah, just go to theinfowarrior.com. All right, let's go back to our caller in New York, James. I'm sorry I had to put you on hold. You with us, James?
My name is James, that's right.
Yes.
James, U.S. Marine from Long Island. Well, you know, that gold thing, it says that they've already completed the sale of 35.5 tons of the gold, the European Central Bank. And I'm reading this off MarketWatch right now, which is part of the Wall Street Journal's digital network. Mm-hmm. So this is all legitimate mainstream media right here. So I'm assuming that they're going to try and get this gold to China. China's been really pressing that they want gold. They think they only have like 1% of all their money in actual physical gold. So this would be a big move for them to be able to push China up as one of these, economically rising countries to kind of help push them up, push us down. And that's just how it's going to go, obviously, right, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem to look that way, James. And, just like Joan said, they are really having their New World Order coming out party right now, and it's just bad news, Brown. I mean, no, I don't want to be right about this stuff. I feel kind of a little bit depressed that it's actually on
the level. I got Marine buddies. I'm just text messaging before Alex is talking. It's like, why don't you be like Alex? Google New World Order. See what you see. See what you read. Only you can teach yourself this stuff, you know? Alex is out there. Jason's out there. Yeah, these guys are great. But, you still have people out there on the Internet calling them evangelicals and all types of weird stuff. So, there's going to be this kind of fogginess, this mist. What it comes down to is the individual person needs to go out there and educate themselves and then find the love in their heart to go out and educate their military, educate their police. And if you are in police and military out there, and you are listening to me right now, you need to step up for humanity and go out and spread the truth. And, obviously they're announcing it, so they think they got us choked out. But I'm not tapping out, Jason. You tapping out?
I'm not tapping out. I'm not hitting the sheets. I'm not getting knocked out. I'm getting back up for another round, my friend. I appreciate the call, James. We're going to come back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Play that Gordon Brown clip one more time, the third time we've played it here. But here he is announcing on the world stage at the G20 summit a emerging new world order. Hit it, Jaron. Oh, Oatman's got it?
When the Wall Street crash happened in 1929, it took 15 years for the world to come together to rebuild and renew our economies.
Yep, we'll go right to him.
This time, I think people will agree that it is different. We will not hesitate, as long as people are losing their jobs and their homes, to make the difference that we can by improving their prosperity. Today's decisions, of course, will not immediately solve the crisis, but we have begun the process by which it will be solved. A few years ago, meetings such as this could not have happened with so many different countries from diverse continents involved. Far less could there have been an agreement amongst them. But today, the largest countries of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending. We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future. And we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest. And we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not just a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
I'm talking about a global new world order. Alex?
Yeah, I had to call back in. I didn't know you guys already had that clip, and I guess it was buffering some playing off the internet, but it's up on Infowars.com right now. And, of course, Obama called for it, too, in a speech. I heard it on the radio, but I haven't been able to find the video clip yet. But the issue here is they talk about global regulation, global restructuring. These are the same private banks that publicly engineered the crisis by design. Now they're saying, okay, we'll take trillions of your taxpayer money, feed it into ourselves, and enslave you further because we're committed to helping all of you. And you heard him, oh, only through this crisis can we get the continents all together here in the New World Order. And they're all over the news. I mean, the CFR, as you showed me this week, but I saw another one last week. Every week now they're saying global governance, global government. We're setting up world government. And then you talk to some yuppie in a restaurant, they'll just laugh at you. I mean, they want to be slaves. But a lot of us don't want to be slaves. That's my point. Go ahead and get back to phone calls. I just wanted to... It's incredible to see these bastards doing it. I mean, we're living through history right now, and this is a vortex in time where good can be done and bad can be done. Things are in flux. Things are changing right now, and you know what? I want folks to take this for granted. I made the Obama deception, and the money I spent, the $100,000 making it, isn't even what matters. money means nothing to me. It's all just fuel to run the operation. None of that stuff matters. Status, none of it. But the time I put in, the staying up there till 2, 3 in the morning, what Rob and Aaron and everybody else that was involved in the film did, you helped some too, Burmese. And then we make it and we put it out for free, and there's hundreds of versions up on the web, you know, tens of millions of views total. But if you go to Infowars.com right now, down at the bottom of the page where we always post the YouTube videos, lower right-hand side, it says Featured Videos, the Obama Deception, high quality from YouTube. It's a director's version. Change the channel, the name of his channel. And you know what? I mean, this is the best free copy we found, and it's right up at 1 million views right now. I mean, if just the thousands of people listening on the Internet, the thousands listening on the stations you have, would just email that to their whole email list. They would just believe we could change this. Then we could expose how Obama is the guy, as Kissinger said, to bring in the New World Order, to con the world into thinking, well, he's different than Bush, he's a black guy. If we can do that, if you'll just get the film out and other films, but this exposes their whole operation, we can expose these bastards. What they're doing is so arrogant, so corrupt, so evil, so openly bad, but it takes you believing in yourselves to be leaders, and we've made this powerful tool, the Obama Deception. I'll ask listeners again, you know, don't take it for granted because the thing is free. Get it out to everybody and buy the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. Make copies of it in the highest quality. Get them out. Show them to groups in your area. Go to these 9-12 meetings where Glenn Beck's trying to co-opt our movement with his debunking of the FEMA camps next week. Go to the liberal meetings, conservative meetings, and say, look, you talk to Obama supporters, you go, look, he's continuing the war, hiring nothing but lobbyists, New World Order, corruption. And they say, yeah, but he's Obama. You like Bush. No, we're not saying Bush is good either. They're all bought and paid for. They're two puppets held by the same guy, and it's so elementary to us in the movement, but we've got to reach out to the idiot public because they're going to be used as tools against us if we don't unlock them as zombie brains. But I'm going to shut up and let you for the last 45 minutes take calls, Jason. God bless you.
God bless you, Alex, and you are so right. I mean, the general populace doesn't speak English anymore. They don't read books. They speak MTV, they speak movies, they speak television, and the Obama deception is a good way to wake somebody up in less than 2 hours. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Daniel in Virginia. Daniel, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
I was just sitting here listening to Alex Jones there talking there, and I just want to first of all, I want to commend y'all as far as what y'all are doing. Y'all are doing a fantastic job, and I want y'all to know, y'all, I think you are waking up a lot more than you think.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
The reason why I say that is I live in a small rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get on this G20 summit crap, but I live in a small rural area. I live with a corporation here that likes to try to manipulate the community because the community is only like 6,000-7,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're surrounded by Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this corporation that's in our community, it's just like that G20 summit. They're a bunch of maniacal, lying, conniving bunch of crazies.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to get into Gordon Brown, he needs to see a shrink.
What, you don't think it's good that he's a member of the World Sustainable Society that openly calls for population stabilization?
I don't think that's
a good thing?
I don't think population stabilization should be the focal point of what they're trying to do here, because their idea of the stabilization is being a control freak, and it's do as I say, not as I do, my way or highway kind of politics.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't belong. If you follow what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree with you.
And it's not an agenda that it should be addressed to where it should be about free will and choice. That's the bottom line. It should be about free will and choice. You have the free will to do whatever the heck you want to do, but you have to live with the choices that you make. And that's the key focal point, what life's all about. Because life's a negotiation. It's all give and take. And you got to give a little and you got to take a little. And sometimes These people, all they want to do is take. That's all they want to do.
No, they don't want to negotiate. They want their final goal by any means necessary, and their final goal is a world government where most of us are gone and the rest of us are enslaved into serfdom. And I'm not down with it, and this was a big step this weekend. I thank you for the call, Daniel. I got to jump. I got a full line of callers. Let's go to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, what's up?
Yeah, Jason, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a little newer, George Nuri on you, but it's factual information to back it up. Just kind of some inspirational stuff I saw today. So you're talking about the heart regenerating cells and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. The heart actually has a measurable energy field that emits out from it, which I thought was an interesting concept, too. I was listening to David Icke, and he was giving you guys some props on an interview, too. I kind of want to get to that, too. One more study I really wanted to point to is this the phantom DNA effect. Are you familiar with the phantom DNA effect?
Is that where, like, two nuclei or whatever are in the same place at the same time, but they're the same thing? Like,
I think that stems from it, but what this study was they took DNA out of a human, and they put it separately in a vial to study it. They had the human that this DNA was from in another room and giving him stimulus from watching different movies. So they had him watch a scary movie, and what actually happened to the DNA that was in the separate room, not in his body, is the DNA shrinks up and shrivels. And as he watched a funnier movie, it actually stretched out and became more healthy. So we literally are... our emotions are affecting how our DNA and how our body is working. So everybody can use that to their advantage.
It's the love and fear argument. It's the it's the people that have love in their heart are more energetic. And I always said, you know, I got nothing but love in my heart. I try to keep the fear at a minimal level. That's why I can be so blasé at times. You know, that's why I try not to get fired up. You have no idea how pissed off I am about this G20. I'm fired up, but at the same time, I got to live my life, and it's almost destructive to think in that negative manner. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior. Thanks for the call, Jake.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, That's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
I say the victory speech is for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacksmith and pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacksmith and pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
Obama admits attack on U.S. soil likely. We covered the story earlier in the week that the new Taliban leader is saying that there's going to be attacks out of Afghanistan and Pakistan on U.S. interests, possibly even on the White House. And apparently this one is out of, which press is this? What website? PressTV.ir. Obama admits attack is likely. And remember, we have one of these false flag events in this country. All bets are off. We're talking about, I mean, you could literally have martial law in this country. You could have mandatory conscription, in other words, a draft. You could have roundups. You could have quarantines. You could have, basically curfews everywhere. All that stuff could happen under an attack like that. That's why it's so important. That's why one of the three things that I felt like you needed to teach people, if you were doing New World Order 101, is false flag terror. False flag terror, eugenics, and the monetary system, to me, are the three main mechanisms of their control. And they use think tanks, government organizations, and psychological warfare to really flesh out each of those. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to, I believe it's IID in Florida. IID, you're up.
How you doing?
Good, man.
I'd like to talk about a key agenda of all of this that is, to me, is very undercover, but it's the movement in general. It involves all the science department, well, the science departments of all major branches of military, with DARPA.mil in particular.
Okay,
it
go
involves,
ahead.
It involves every governmental agency, with NASA in particular. It involves basically the whole, the politicians with Obama and Al Gore and George W. Bush in particular.
Okay.
It involves the entire...
Well, what are you talking about? What is it that involves? What is this? What are we talking about?
Transhumanism and transhumanism with life extension and artificial general intelligence.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I did those quick blurbs on those three stories on AI. I mean, first of all, those new RoboFish are all AI. They're about $30,000 a piece. They're going to wirelessly transmit information back to mega computers. These two teams of scientists today are announcing that they have developed computers that can find out scientific data and articulate it on their own. And then, just look at Zeitgeist, the new Zeitgeist film,
what is it, the book for activists. He has like an 83-page PDF, but that's all about how we should let computers do all the decision-making and transhumanism. I mean, just watch The Worldwide Mind. That's probably something I'm going to email Patrice about. I want him to check it out. The Worldwide Mind was put out by PBS a few years ago, and it basically said that everybody's going to be connected through a brain chip in this new internet where we will think and talk to each other. I mean, it's wild stuff.
Well, what I'm trying to talk about is DARPA, that's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA.mil.
Mm-hmm.
Google, who is trying to gather and collect all of the world's information with emphasis on all. That's their emphasis.
Well, Google is a CIA firm at this point, at best.
No, not DARPA, IBM.
Mm-hmm. Well, IBM's taken a bit of a hit, but they've always been establishment. Google, who's old slogan used to be "Don't be evil." We know, we've done stories not only with them censoring our videos, but we know they got CIA funding as you know, soon as 4 or 5 years ago. And you know, with Google Earth and all these new applications, and you know, Google actually putting out their own operating system soon to rival Microsoft. It's called Android. Putting out a new phone system. I mean, Google is going to be as big as it gets.
Android is the cell phone platform.
But they're also
it's GPS, so that. Like, you want to be tracked with GPS. One absurd one on their rollout package was somehow one of the things, like, you're cooking dinner, and for some reason it's, like, broadcasting to everybody you know or something, like your pinpoint location in your kitchen or something, and somehow they've integrated GPS into cooking.
Yeah, but Android
But what
is
I'm
just
talking about is they're trying to create, like, the AI you see in the movies, like Matrix, Terminator, et cetera, and so on.
Well, that's the
and
state of goal, man. We read some DARPA paperwork earlier in the week. There's no doubt, but it's all about incrementalism. And you said that Android was just for cell phones. It's not. It's actually going to be launching on Hewlett-Packard laptops in about 3 months. So it's going to be extended all over. Yeah, I encourage people to check out DARPA. It's a very evil organization, very secretive organization. And Google is in league with the government, folks. I mean, it's out in the open. Google's slogan of "Don't be evil" no longer applies. All right, we're going to go to Papillon, Dan, and more. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. 866-582-9933.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Papillon in Nebraska. Papillon, you're up.
Hey, Jason. I know you're doing well. Just wanted to let you know, I did watch Fabled Enemies on Prison Planet TV. I recently joined. Great, great way to open people's minds and you know, wake them up to all the different things. As far as the Obama deception, I did buy a DVD. I've burned about 50 copies, one at a time, on my laptop, and I've got another cake of 100 discs waiting to go. I'm a tool maker, so a week and a half ago, you had a guy talking about melt temperatures of steel and how 400 or 500 degrees would weaken steel and all this garbage.
Yeah.
Fact is, when you deal with steel, you know, you're accurate in the actual melt temperature. I deal with tool steels, which, you know, they are hard and actually stamp through other steel for production methods, you know, production purposes. When you heat treat steel, you've got to heat it up to 1500 degrees or more just to get the molecular structure to change so it hardens. The temperatures he was talking about, 400 to 1000 degrees, that's used to actually stress relieve steel. When you heat it up to those temperatures and just let it soak for several hours, it actually normalizes the steel and relieves stresses in it.
Yeah, but know what? You just can't talk to those people. Apparently, you know, the molten metal at the bottom wasn't enough for him. The fact that you had firefighters in the impact zones where it was supposed to be the most intense heat of all, and the fact that you had molten metal pouring out of the second tower like a foundry 20, 40, and 60 floors before it dissipated. I mean,
all those
are huge anomalies for a a fire-based collapse, if you will. And it just seemed like there was no arguing with the guy.
That just blew me away. And I've also got coworkers waking up. 15 years ago, people were telling me, oh, you're nuts. And I try to show them bills that had been passed and actually photocopies from books in law libraries. Oh, I don't have time to look at that. You're nuts. Well, now that they see it happening, they're waking up and they're starting to realize, I'm not so nuts and I haven't changed.
Yeah,
the world
is
changing and they're finally seeing it.
I'm getting all sorts of phone calls today just because of what Gordon Brown had to say. And, I mean, after that Anderson Cooper thing that I'm going to blow up as big as it can be blown up tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, I mean, literally the headline is New World Order. They literally talk how it made some people in the U.S. uncomfortable. Well, guess what? You better deal with it like an adult and not curl up like a baby because it makes you feel uncomfortable. You better confront it. You better just not accept it because Anderson Cooper told you, no, it's okay. They might have used the term, but actually it's a good term and it's a good idea. No, it's not a good term. It's not a good idea. They're just openly announcing it now. So hopefully we will have more of our friends and family on our side in the coming days, weeks, and months.
Yeah, years ago I ticked off a lot of people when I tell them point blank, you need to crawl in a corner, pull a blanket over your head, and put a bullet in your head to match the piece of lead in your ass if you won't get off it and stand up and do some. I'm going to let you go. Get to your other callers. Have a good day. Love the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that last analogy. It was spot on.
Spot on. Good show. All right, let's go to our next caller. It's Dan in Florida. The call line's 866-582-9933. Dan, what's up?
What's up, boss? Just a quick things real quick. That last caller actually knew what he was talking about. Some of the, you know, people that call in, you know, they seem to seem like they don't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you know, like the guy with the DARPA stuff. I mean, he was kind of all over the place with it. I wanted to let him continue.
That was one. That was one.
Go ahead, man.
And I was actually going to talk about that as well. I mean, I just wanted to give that kid a little bit of advice. I mean, as far as me, and I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I am like light years ahead of normal people when it comes to like these technological advances and stuff like that. I know all about that stuff, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid seemed to know not very much at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he seemed to be
all
over it.
You can go and spend like probably like a week, and you can, you know, have this stuff. Boom, boom. You can just understand all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty easily accessible at this point before they shut down the internet to find this stuff out. And, I mean, but what he's talking about, the technology we already have as humans, man, it's far past that already. I'm sorry. But, it goes past that. It gets extremely advanced, and I'm talking about stuff in the public sector. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, dude, I mean, like, in the public sector, they're talking about the Pentagon wants to regrow limbs. They're talking about in the public sector, they have robofish. With AI in the public sector, they're going to be using the big dogs. I mean, all this stuff is right out in the open. So I wonder why people can't comprehend that the stuff that is in private and not out in the open is far more advanced.
Well, the deal with the, yeah, I mean, you get your arm chopped off, somebody walks up to you, hey, man, screw you, I'm going to chop your arm off there, chop it off, and you can go and regrow it with, like, electricity or something like that. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, though, man. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. They have quantum computers.
Mm-hmm.
Which are actually past, I mean, if you got a DNA-based computer, right, that's small, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But a quantum computer is absolutely tiny. I mean, a quantum computer by comparison to a DNA computer is just infinitesimally small. That's where we're at right now. We're working on that stuff. They actually, they are working on that stuff right now. It's in progress, so that's where that is.
Yeah, it's very interesting stuff. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, just a second thing here real quick. There was another caller that was talking about David Icke and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and how David Icke actually gave props to Alex Jones at one of his shows.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out, that's because, I mean, they don't really show on the surface too much. It just, you know, from, if you're like a Jones fan, right,
mm-hmm.
every once in a while you'll see the Lizard Man, like, on your show or Alex's show or whatever. You're like, oh, there he is again. You know, that guy's really cool. He's, you know, he says a lot of interesting things.
Yeah,
but if you follow them both, you realize that they work totally together, as far as I know. And here's how I know, because I've seen just about all of David Icke's lectures, and they range anywhere from like 3 to 7 hours, even 8 hours.
I've watched them. Yeah, I watched a lot of them. I mean, they are like usually, you know, 7 hours
long. It's all the same stuff, though, man. He goes over the same stuff often. But anyway, stay on target here. They use each other's work. I mean, Mr. Icke totally uses Alex's work. He's got pictures of, you know, from inside the Bohemian Grove,
mm-hmm.
that Alex personally shot, so that's an indication right there that he's definitely working with Alex, or if, you know, they're there in cooperation with their work. And also I heard, you know, Alex give him props. Alex give David props multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I mean, you know, he mentioned that one time about, you know, the turd and the punch bowl. And
yes, that's what I was going to get to next.
That interview was from, like, 2005, but ever since then, I mean, he's been so spot on about just about everything else. We can argue about the, you know, Anunnaki and the metaphysical stuff, but 90% of the information, like you said, is overlapping.
Yeah, well, the deal here is, I mean, if you actually go out and say, well, hey, Icke is not on our side. He's on their side. He's an Illuminati, basically is what Alex said. But he actually publicly apologized to Icke on his radio show. I think it might have been in January, actually, this year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did apologize.
Or last year. Yeah, I appreciate that by Alex. You know, I like both guys. I don't care if they, you know, fight or don't see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
But when he did apologize to David Icke, I did appreciate that. So I want to thank Alex for that. It's good to see them, too, you know, being cool and stuff like that. But, Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, another thing was Alex Jones always used that term, problem, reaction, solution, and that's David's term, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he talks about the Hegelian dialectic instead of
That's like his invention, basically.
Yeah, instead of thesis, antithesis. I think he used the Hegelian dialectic in Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center disaster was the first one that he really started to use it. But yeah, absolutely, they do definitely play off each other's stuff. They differ definitely at some points, but the majority is the same. I thank you for the call, Dan. We're going to jump to our next caller. Let's go to Matt in Georgia. Matt, what's up?
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, man?
You know, I can't get over how there are all these people that keep calling in and saying that you guys offer no solutions, and, you know, the solution is really simple. All you have to do is say no, and the only catch is that enough of us have to say no, so you have to wake up people, get the info out there. But not only is it about waking other people up, but it's also about letting them know that we know. And people always say you're all about fear tactics and stuff like that.
I try not to scare anybody, man. I mean, the only time that I'm trying to scare anybody is to scare somebody into action or or into looking at some other piece of information. Like, this is a scary piece of information. Please look at it and make sure that I'm not making it up. I'm never like, oh, they're going to go get you. And, you know, you better just have your gun right next to you and get ready to shoot on sight. I'm never like that. You know, I'm just like, look, this is what they're saying. This is their plans. This is how we can combat it. And, you know, I keep saying it, but look, our generation speaks MTV, man. It speaks movies. It speaks films. And these films are the most effective tools we're able to do. I think the fact that we're on the air 7 hours combined every day is yet another solution. I mean, what else are we supposed to do other than to get on the air and scream bloody murder to thousands of people?
Well, like O'Neill was saying, I mean, you can't have it be about the shadowy they. I mean, you got to have the cold water on the face. I mean, like you said, you scare somebody and they want to know more. Mm-hmm. The reason people look up to you and Alex is because, I mean, I'm tired of these JREF people saying that, you know, we're a bunch of sheep and we're, you know, the truthers, poofers, whatever they want to say. And that,
yeah, all 13 of them that post over there.
and the, you know, the screw loose chains and all that, they pick the worst people they could find off the street to point them out and make them look stupid and stuff. I mean, but anyway, the reason people look up to you guys is because you're motivational figures. It's not that people, and, you know, I don't agree with everything you say, especially about religion and stuff. I mean, I called last night and stuff. I mean,
sure.
But, you know, all we have to do is say no to this. And when you have somebody that gives you that enduring spirit and makes your blood pump and brings the tears to your eyes and, you know, you relate to them and you go, you know, these people are doing great things and it, you know, just shows how much we can all do. And
yeah, it shows that through your own will, you know, any human being out there, no matter what your job is, what your position is in society, what your race is, what your sex is, what your age is, you can have an incredible impact on other human beings. You just have to make that decision. I thank you so much for the call, Matt. It is, I mean, Jones is the one that motivated me to get to where I am on the radio and in films, you know. Before that, I mean, I just wanted to tell people what I knew, articulate the information, and try to warn people. You know, I didn't know that it was going to lead me into a similar path. I just saw that that was the most effective path to warn people, and I guess I eventually was led into that path. I mean, you have to decide that you want to take action. You have to decide that you want to solve this. I can't solve everybody's problems. I can't solve the world's problems. I'm not even cocky enough to think that I ever could. All I can do is point out what's wrong and how I think that we can be proactive in fixing it, proactive in stopping it, proactive in exposing it. So, you know, that's what my gig here is. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Ian in Oregon. What's up, man?
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm all right, I guess. I got some kind of troubling news from a buddy of mine today, and I can't for sure verify that it's true, but, you know, he went out trying to buy ammunition today.
Yeah, there's a huge shortage. That is absolutely true. We covered that story last week, especially in Colorado and other Midwestern states. There seems to be a huge shortage in ammunition. I guess it's selling at the rate of 200 to 300% of what it was selling 6 to 9 months ago.
Yeah, and apparently, even, you know, looking online or whatever, you know, you got home and, you know, you can can barely even find 9mm ammo, like, even online, you know?
Well, for me, that's actually a positive thing, because it shows me that a lot of people are waking up and arming themselves and understanding that the Second Amendment is there not to protect your home from burglars, but to protect your home from tyrants. And I think that is a positive thing. Let's hope it's not, you know, government institutions that are buying up all this ammunition, but I doubt it. I think a lot of people are worried right now in these uncertain economic times, and that they're turning to the cartridge box, my friend.
Well, you know, it's not really what I was thinking was the cause, but I hope you're right.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, when you looked how many new firearms were sold immediately after Obama was elected and then sworn in, and then you look at the trends now of ammunition, it really looks like it is the people that are buying it up. You see the legislation the government's putting out there to try to take it off there or have you register it. I don't think it's the government buying up the weapons and the ammo. I think it's the people. I thank you for the call, Ian. Let's go to the next caller. Let's jump to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, you're up.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
I'm excellent, I guess. been watching kind of a couple of the basketball games, and they have been pumping you-know-what out of smart grid. I don't know if you've seen any of the basketball games, but...
No, what are they pumping? The new green energy system, the whole deal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, IBM and GE are two of the big ones that come up, you know, the smart technology and all that, you know.
Well, have you seen the new GE website? It's all smart grid technology, and it looks so comfy and cozy. There's this little, it's all 3D animation, and there's this nice little sea where the fishies are swimming, and then there's a nice little cabin in the wintertime with a snowman, and everything looks good, and then there's the windmills, because we're going to have the wind power. But what they don't tell you is it's all about a carbon credit system. It's about you using less energy and getting charged more for it, and it's about a transition into our economy. And our generation has been completely brainwashed to believe in global warming and climate change, and our kids, you don't even know what level they're going to be on. I mean, recycling has always been a part of their life. This curriculum has always been a part of their life ever since, you know, even before grade school, when they were, you know, in preschool. You know, this green approach has been taught, and with Al Gore getting the Nobel Prize and putting out his propaganda picture. I mean, there are a lot of brainwashed people out there that think this smart grid is the way to go.
Yeah, it seems like they bring up a lot of this stuff during, like, the Super Bowl, you know, and anytime where they have, you know, expensive,
anytime
you know,
where they have
dollar.
They have, like, all the zombies watching. It's not the expensive high-dollar thing. It's they know that millions upon millions upon millions of people are watching. And this is the point that I made to Patrice O'Neill. He was like, well, why is it that the masses will listen to a Bill O'Reilly but not an Alex Jones? And I'm like, because Bill O'Reilly is on the same station that The Simpsons are on and the same station that their football is on. There's an air of legitimacy there because we love our televisions. They're like our children. I mean, honestly, we live in such a self-centered consumer society. I would say one in three adults would be like, if they had to be given a choice whether they could watch TV for the rest of their lives or watch their children grow up, not one or the other, they'd boot the kids. Television. One out of three. One out of three, easy. They'd pick the TV.
Yep.
I mean, that is the denigration of society. And especially this one, and it just shows that, you know, I mean, they're not stupid. Psychological warfare is a big part of this, and...
Absolutely. Well, even Walter Camp, who was in Skull and Bones, invented the game of football.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? You look at all the pieces to the puzzle. You know, you got a big table, and you throw all the pieces on the table. It doesn't look like much, but when you put it together, wow.
Doubleday wasn't Skull and Bones, was he?
Don't tell me
baseball is Skull and Bones, too. I'll cry my eyes out, my man. All right, Joe.
Yankees might be a little corrupt.
A little? Oh, come on. Joe, I thank you for the call. We're going to come back for the final segment of the Info Warrior on the other side, and we're going to go over what we learned today, kiddies. It looks like the New World Order has been announced, G20 style. It's the Info Warrior. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Where were you when they announced the New World Order to the world? Well, I was sitting in this little studio waiting for Patrice O'Neill to come on my little radio show when I learned that Gordon Brown and others had called for a new world order today, that it had shook some people in the United States, that now even Anderson Cooper is coming around, the Vanderbilt heir. We learned that it's all over the mainstream media, and it's their coming out party, folks. All right, let's go to our last couple of callers. Remember, the website is theinfowarrior.com. I do a little Bobby Bloggins over there. Main story right now is how the Bilderberg Group has admitted, hey, we created the euro. That was us. Yeah, we do set policy. That's our thing. Don't worry about it. All right, let's go to Anthony in Oregon. Anthony, you're up.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
I just had a quick question for you. What can we do about, I don't know, the Obama zombies? Because I'm from Oregon, you know, and, you know, a lot of Democratic people, I mean, or whatever, left people.
Progressives. You know, no, I know what you're talking about. I've been out to Portland before. It's actually a really cool town. Sure, go ahead.
I actually went to the Obama rally. It was like the biggest one in the United States, and I was wondering, what can we, like, I do? Because my friends, like, they're so stupid and they don't understand.
All right,
you know,
first things first, print up the bill. Print up the Give Act. Go through it with a highlighter. Right. Highlight the stuff that's crazy, and then just go, hey, you know, I have the bill in my hand. Why don't you just take 10 minutes and take a look at some of the highlighted moments? There's one.
Number two, get him to sit down and watch the Obama deception. You know, get him to come over to your house for some other reason. Have beer night there. Have poker night there. Have it on in the background if you have to. You know, handing out a DVD sometimes doesn't work. You know, it works a lot of the time. A lot of the time someone will take a DVD and watch it because it's a DVD. Other times they'll just throw it on the side. But if they come over to a place and they only catch a little bit of it and they go, hey, man, what was that? You know, or hey, rewind that. Maybe you can get them to watch the whole thing. Like I said, most people speak MTV. Those are probably the two biggest things to do. Or just find some short YouTube clips that you know can open some minds. I mean, YouTube is a powerful tool that I think that we can all use. Remember, technology is a double-edged sword. It can be used to empower or enslave us. Anthony, I've got to jump. I got one more caller. Last caller of the evening. Randy in New York, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Randy. I'm a first-time caller. As a matter of fact, it's my first time ever listening to you.
Oh, cool.
I was just listening to Alex Jones on the podcast, and he suggested I listen to catch your show as well. But here's something. The reason why I was calling is because the my kid, who's in first grade,
mm-hmm.
received a strange note.
Okay.
And it says, titled, Queen's Masonic Child ID Program.
Mm-hmm. What was this? Was this more than a note? Was this something they handed out to all the students, or was this something just your son got? Go ahead.
No. It was handed out to the masses.
Okay.
And what they want to do is have the kids come down, have the other kids fingerprinted, photographed. Now, let me ask you something. What six-year-old child is going to go out on their own so that they'll require ID cards?
Well, the thing was, let me explain this. This is something that they may have taken out of the Give Act, H.R. 1388, but you can see in former versions of the bill. I just, before getting on the show, checked to see if it was still in there in the Senate version. But Section 1710, check it yourself, was the Citizen Electronic Verification ID Act, okay? And they basically were going to use the corporation that they set up for national service and the Department of Education to bring this in. So in other words, all school-age children were going to have what was the equivalent of the Real ID Act biometrically and electronically put into place. And then they were going to go before Congress in 18 months and try to implement the program federally. This is about a database of everybody. And they put that in the Give Act. I don't know if it passed through. It looked like 1710 was gone from the last bill, but it was there in the Congress sessions. It got all the way through. Check out 1710, and you'll see what it's about. It's about a control grid, including your children. And that's why we have to be so fired up about telling people what's going on. I thank you for the call. Folks, what a great show. Patrice O'Neill stayed for 90 minutes. We expose the New World Order yet again as they have their coming out party at the G20. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.